This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day, though most of the nation, and I really do believe it's most of the nation, other than people who are very, very deeply dyed in the wool on a non-conservative political perspective, even non-moderate political perspective. Much of the nation is still mourning the loss of somebody who I think counts as a great American, who achieved some great things, like creating vastly more conversation about politics and all forms of politics than this nation had ever had before in its mass media. We lost Rush Limbaugh in the middle of this week, and nobody feels that impact more or is in a better position to evaluate it than somebody who worked with Rush for 35 years. I'm talking about the legend known as Bo Snerdly. His real name is James Golden. And James, I'm so glad you could call in. And how are you doing today?
Well, you know, every day is kind of a struggle. There are great moments, and then those waves come over me where it's just profound grief and a sense of loss that is just indescribable.
I can imagine, because one of the things that I said about Rush that I think most people didn't know about him is he really treated his staff, and it wasn't many of them. I mean, I know that the people that I know, the late Kit Carson and yourself and everybody else who worked for him, Mamone, this was family to him, wasn't it?
Yes, and he was our family, too. You know, and he referred to us as his highly overrated staff, and of course, which was an affectionate term for us, and we all loved it. It's just incredible, Michael, the kind of businessman manager Rush was. We didn't have a lot of meetings ever. I mean, Rush was his own producer, really. He was a driven person in terms of constantly seeking information. He had a saying, life is show prep. And he prepped all the time for the next show. He was just an amazing professional, which of course is why he earned every bit of his success. But more importantly, he was just a wonderful human being. Rush was a gentleman, always, all the time, treated everybody with respect, didn't look down his nose at anyone, respected hard work, respected everybody that came in his orbit, gave them respect that I've ever seen. So I'm just mourning the loss of a very dear friend, my boss, my teacher in so many ways. It's just an indescribable loss.
Do you mind explaining to people, because a lot of people, I mean, one of the things that the critics of Russ immediately say is he's homophobic and he's misogynist and he's racist. So how did a black guy from New Jersey, like you, end up hooking up with this middle American, white, German-American guy from Cape Girardeau, Missouri?
We both loved radio. We both loved... I met Rush the first day he came to New York outside the ABC building, 1330 Avenue of the Americas. I was rotated onto his show, but we had developed a relationship before that. And Rush recognizes merit, and that's how he sees the world, through merit. We clicked immediately, and that bond endures to this day. Homophobic? No, of course not. You know, we had one of the most diverse staffs in the world, and it wasn't based on any litmus test. We have same-sex people on our staff. We have Of course, black people, women, plenty of women in various shades. No, Rush is a guy that believes in merit. If you're good at what you do and you're exceptional at what you do and you're on his team, that's what he expected. He wanted his shows to be perfect every day. He was his own worst critic. And all of these slurs and slimes that come along are from people that want to wound him and now wound his legacy politically, who never knew Rush and apparently never listened to him, because he never preached anything, said anything, taught anything. This is, that could be, to me, considered to be, unless you're looking for it. Rush was an exceptional man. An exceptional man that, and to me, in future generations, we're going to continue to see his legacy sprout. I've taken to calling him a second-generation founding father. His impact on this country was incredible, and it will continue to be incredible.
Well, he certainly founded this medium of political talk radio. And let me try this out on you and get your response to it, because what I've been emphasizing on the air, and I've also emphasized this in several tweets, that if you believe it's a good thing for Americans to participate more in politics, to talk more about politics, to be better informed about politics, then you've got to salute Rush Limbaugh. Because the level of political discussion, whether you agree with it or not, but the level of political discussion is so much higher, so much more common now, since Rush revolutionized the whole media landscape starting in 1988.
That's absolutely correct. And I agree with that entirely. But to me, his influence goes beyond the radio. The print world for conservatives was very bleak before Rush. Before Rush, there was no conservative representation, really, on news television. And now we have three or four competitors out there, some weaker than others, but they're still competing. If you look at what has happened, he didn't just transform the radio media. He transformed media. He also transformed the way that people look at conservatism. This was not anymore a stuffy white guy. This is for the common American. This is for the everyday working American, the people that actually work, that have values. And he enunciated and articulated their values, the values of middle America. And that is conservatism. And he did it exceptionally well.
That is absolutely true. And do you know what's next for you, James? You're going to continue working with the show, aren't you?
I'm continuing working with the show. I am going to continue working with the PAC that I founded to help move black vote. That's newjourneypac.org. I am looking at, I don't know, I have to get over this period of just intense grief before I can really think clearly. Right now, I'm still so clouded with just feeling miserable every single day that Rush is gone. I'm sorry. It's just very difficult right now.
Given the nature of your relationship, your working relationship, your brotherhood for some 35 years, it's understandable. Listen, you know how much I think of you. And
you too. And we met through that show, Michael, as you know.
Of course, and it was because of you. And I've told people the story on the air. And the one thing that really struck me about Rush, there's so many people in media or in the public focus who they're one thing on the air and then behind the scenes they're lousy. Rush is one of the few people I've ever met who's even nicer and more compelling and more intellectually curious and more just straight up decent off the air than he was on. James Golden, I wish you Godspeed and only success and continued contributions to our republic. That's James Golden, Bo Snerdly from the Rush Limbaugh Show. We'll be right back. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks. A sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
And on the Michael Medved Show, always an honor to hear from our friend James Golden, who we've worked with in different contexts since 1993. That's a long time. There is a full moon coming up next week. And that may or may not mean conspiracy day, but we do have a Call of the Week classic.
The Call call of the week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
The winner is a collection of Conspiracy Day callers back in February of 2014. Listen.
I love your show. I love your show. Conspiracies even more.
I think I have the conspiracy that'll end all conspiracies.
Well, we'll start with the beginning, I guess. I had a couple questions, man.
On the internet, I read about a year and a half ago,
Stephen Hawking is Bill Gates' long-lost older brother.
There are questions about our moon landing.
The cover-up of the Flight 800 crash.
A worldwide plot to manipulate the weather.
I want to know what you think about all these sightings of like a 10-foot-tall hairy creature running around the Earth, running around the planet here, you know, seen by hundreds of thousands of people.
Affirmative.
Fox News is secretly financially subsidizing MSNBC News to basically be low-rated and to keep the idiots that they have on air so that Fox can maintain their high ratings.
I felt this thrill going up my leg.
Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, they were both products of an experiment to produce children of higher intelligence.
A product of selective breeding.
Hawking didn't go so well, so I think they gave Hawking up for adoption, which is too bad because he's a good dude. He's good people.
His dudeness or, El Duderino.
I mean, think about it. They're super intelligent. And if you give Stephen Hawking a haircut and clean him up a little bit, you've got Bill Gates falling asleep in a wheelchair.
Microsoft has a...
Do you remember that $2 Sibler certificate?
No.
Oh, okay. It used to be in circulation.
I have a $2 bill in my wallet, as a matter of fact.
Okay, great.
Okay, you think that JFK was assassinated because he authorized the issuance of $2 bills?
Yes. You know, these erratic weather patterns we're having right now, this deep freeze that we're in and this major drought out there on the West Coast, the monsoon rains in England.
A little bit of Stang Gang rain.
Monsoon rains.
And big old fat rain.
We see this kind of cloudy manufactured haze.
Do you think Barack Obama knows about this?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
The rise of the ocean.
They can control the weather on the planet at any given point. What do you think about that?
It's nonsense.
They're trying to fix the damage that the sun has been doing through its solar flares. Because, I mean, we've been getting hit all the time by solar flares.
I do believe that there are questions about our moon landing. And
fly me to the moon.
Do you believe that the moon landing did not actually take place?
The way the sand flew off of that little moon rover dune buggy thing, why does it act the same way it did on Daytona Beach and my Volkswagen instead of dispersing like it should in a zero atmosphere, 1/6 gravity planet like the moon?
Houston, we have a problem.
They put a man on the moon.
That's from back in 2014, particularly relevant, I guess, right now with, do you believe, anyone believe that the Perseverance landing on the Martian surface is fake? Or that somehow they're going to rig the search for ancient life? And they're talking about life that could be several million years old, and it would be life that would be at a microbial level. It would be very primitive organisms, if they find any. Would they rig it so that you find life, or would they rig it to hide signs of life on the Martian surface? And given the fact that there's going to be some kind of Chinese landing of a much smaller vehicle that is due in the next couple of weeks, I guess we will see concerning Perseverance. By the way, we have all of our Conspiracy Day collections, so you can hear all these important conspiracies explained in some detail. And that's available for MedHeads. And so is a collection of Calls of the Week going back almost 20 years. And you can listen to much, much more as a MedHead member. There's a winter sale still going on, where if you use the promo code WINTER40, you get $20 off an annual membership. This is for new members only, but it's a great deal. It means 11 cents a day. You have access to the show 24/7, commercial-free, and plus 20%, 50% off, pardon me, on anything from the History Store, plus access to all of this material. Speaking of conspiracies and the full moon next week, there was a piece in the Washington Post about a guy named Edgar Madison Welch. Now, why does that name sound familiar? He was the guy who, back in December, Christmas season of 2016, right after the election that elected President Trump, he drove up from Salisbury, North Carolina, which was his home, to Washington, D.C., and shot up a pizza parlor. The pizza parlor is called Comet Ping Pong, and it's a prominent location, prominent place in Washington, D.C. And he had heard about a conspiracy where allegedly in the basement of Comet Pizza, Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates and George Soros were running a child sex ring. And this is a sincere guy. Christian guy. And in prison, he went to prison for 4 years after coming in with an AR-15 and some handguns and more, and threatening to kill all these people who are engaged in sex trafficking in the basement. There is no basement at Comet Ping Pong. And the poor guy who's trying to run his business continues to get deluged with this stuff. What's terrible here is the Washington Post was covering the fact that Edgar Madison Welch served 4 years in prison, and he finally got out, and he had written a letter of apology, said, I know what I did was wrong, I know what I did. But the problem is he still appears to believe in this conspiracy, which is the same conspiracy as QAnon. And if you want to read about how basically conspiracies can ruin your life, endanger others, endanger our republic, just read about this guy. We'll post it at some point. We'll also talk about how this didn't begin with Trump. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the increased supply of coronavirus vaccines.
It's a miracle of science and the brilliant minds that we have around us. And now it's a second miracle, the miracle of manufacturing to produce hundreds of millions of doses.
Biden touring a Pfizer plant that produces vaccines in Michigan. It was under Operation Warp Speed, which former President Trump created, that two vaccines were developed in less than a year. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is being defiant amid his growing COVID-19 nursing home scandal. Today, Cuomo said he should have been more aggressive in fighting lies by his crazy Republican opponents. State lawmakers from both parties are pushing to strip Cuomo of his emergency coronavirus response powers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And on the Michael Medved show, I just read about one of the new companies that our crowd is involved with that has an extraordinarily sophisticated treatment involving electromagnetic resonance, all kinds of stuff that people didn't think was possible, that can restore function for people who have been victimized by stroke. It's an amazing thing. Our crowd, this is your ability to invest in some remarkable new startup companies. There are now, I can tell you, I spoke to my brother last night. It's his company. He now has over 70,000 investors from around the world. And again, why? Because the high-tech revolution is the driving force behind our economy. You can be part of it. This is crowdsourced investing in startups and high-tech developments, new companies where you can get in on the ground floor, and you don't have to be some kind of Daddy Warbucks to participate. Check it out. It's completely free. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and see if there's something there that fits your ambitions and needs. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Our Crowd. Right before the break, I mentioned that the problem with conspiracy theories didn't start with Donald Trump. You can say conspiracy theorizing flourished during his presidency, but it was already well underway. Let me read you a preamble to a party platform. This is a major political party. We meet in the midst of a nation brought to the verge of moral, political, and material ruin. Corruption dominates the ballot box, the legislature, the Congress. The newspapers are largely subsidized or muzzled. Public opinion is silenced. The fruits of the toil of millions are boldly stolen to build up colossal fortunes for a few, unprecedented in the history of mankind. A vast conspiracy has been organized on two continents, America and Europe, and it is rapidly taking possession of the entire world. If not met and overthrown at once, It forebodes terrible social convulsions, the destruction of civilization, or the establishment of an absolute despotism. The political platform was the political platform for the Populist Party, the People's Party, in 1892. We're talking about 129 years ago. And that Populist Party, by the way, didn't work. And why not? Because the whole conspiracy mindset, which is something that they very much promoted and imbibed, that preamble, by the way, is written by a nutburger named Ignatius Donnelly, who was most famous for his theories about the lost continent of Atlantis, and he was really the one who started the entire nonsense about Shakespeare really didn't write Shakespeare's plays. They were written by someone else. In any event, that Populist Party bombed. They were expecting to be very competitive. James B. Weaver, who was the candidate nominated at that convention, got 8.5% of the vote in 1892. And part of the reason, and this is a subject of my column that's in our newsletter this week. Our newsletter is free. You can sign up for it. Just sign up for it. It costs absolutely nothing. It comes out every Friday. I have a column that ran in USA Today earlier this week under the headline, Populism Isn't Conservative, It's Crazy. And what is crazy about it is it takes agency away from the individual. If you believe there's some massive conspiracy against you, that's the opposite of empowerment. You're empowered by learning, understanding, imbibing, embracing the idea that your life is under your control. That's the American story. If you go back to de Tocqueville, who visited this country in the 1830s, what he saw about America was incurable, unrivaled optimism, confidence. People would fail at business and then they'd start again, they'd fail again and they'd start again. Eventually, the idea was Americans can move forward. And we're free to do that without interference of some massive conspiratorial power. There's a sense in which belief that you are helpless, that everything is going to be ripped off from you, that you are just a toy in the hands of these titans of the world who control everything, it's un-American. And it certainly isn't conservative. It certainly isn't what Rush Limbaugh taught in his life. It certainly isn't what Ronald Reagan believed in. And getting a better sense of that, I hope you'll read my column because I think this is one of the more important columns I've done recently. And you should check it out. It's at our newsletter. You can sign up for it. It comes out today, later today. It's at michaelmedved.com. Also in the newsletter, the very latest on 5 new movies. Can we have the fanfare, please? Michelle Pfeiffer, and boy, is she getting acclaimed. She's wonderful, actually. The movie, which is opening in select theaters, is called French Exit, and it's about a very wealthy woman who is a widow, who all of a sudden finds that the money's run out. Listen. French Exit, number 21. One? No? Okay. In any event, the film features her finding out that all the money that her late husband left her has been dissipated, and she has to go live at a friend's apartment in Paris with her son, who's kind of aimless, feckless, played by Lucas Hedges. One of the things that's interesting about the movie is Lucas Hedges played exactly the same part as the nephew of Meryl Streep, another blonde heroine, in another movie where they take an ocean liner to go to Paris, and that movie was Let Them All Talk. And this film right now, French Exit. It's a wonderful performance. Michelle Pfeiffer is great on screen. But the story of the film is so bizarre and never pays off. It's based on a novel. And a major character is a cat who has been possessed with a spirit of someone who's no longer alive and then is contacted in seance. I guess some people might find the prevailing weirdness of the movie to be appealing. But frankly, it's tedious and doesn't add up, and it's one of those wildly inconclusive endings that ends up ending with a flashback that explains part of what has gone on, but not very well. 2 stars for A French Exit. It's a wonderful performance, and Michelle Pfeiffer is great to watch on screen. But the film is going to disappoint people. There are a bunch of other films that are released today. One of them, one of the best films of the year. And then a film on Netflix with Rosamund Pike and Peter Dinklage, which is viewed and being promoted as a very dark comedy. And the controversial and very political film, The Mauritanian, with Jodie Foster and Benedict Cumberbatch and Shailene Woodley and more. We will review those as well, coming right up on The Michael Medved Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. You ever wonder whether everything going on with our country is part of some larger plan, or is it all just an accident, just random? Well, you know what I believe. I wrote a book called God's Hand on America, and right now you can get a hardcover edition, first edition, personally signed by me, bundled together with an audio version of the book, read by me. It's on MP3 player or a flash drive, and it's only at the Medved History Store, at a special saving right now. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Wishing everybody a weekend this February that is satisfying, refreshing, wholesome, and optimistic, because we need that in our country, don't we? I will tell you that's easier for me because last night we did what we've been trying to do now. My brothers and I have three younger brothers. And they're the greatest people in the world. Really, really the greatest people in the world. My kid brother, Harry, has a milestone birthday today. And I mention it, well, basically because for other than people right with our immediate household and children and grandchildren, my kid brother, Harry, is an enormously important person to me. And it's interesting. I was talking to my oldest daughter, who really grew up with Harry. We used to live in the same house in the early years of my marriage with Diane and our children. And to see Harry reaching this milestone in his life and his own wonderful family, his terrific wife, Michelle, and the two daughters, Shoshana and Aviva, they just are the kind of family that give you hope for the country. And Harry is one of the kindest, most reliable, most generous souls I've ever encountered. Happy birthday, bro. I mentioned him also because we disagreed on something. One of the movies I'm reviewing today, I actually believe is one of the best movies released in 2020, but it's coming out again. It's now available on various streaming platforms. It's a film called Emma. It's an adaptation of the classic, of course, Jane Austen novel from 200 years ago. But it features Anya Taylor-Joy, who was such a big hit in Queen's Gambit, Johnny Flynn, Bill Nighy, and more. The story is about a 21-year-old girl in the English countryside living very comfortably in a very well-to-do home. But she has a habit of trying to be a matchmaker that gets her into some trouble. Listen.
How could I ever leave him?
He can remove with you to Donwell.
You know he never would. He could not stand it.
Then I shall come here.
You would quit the Abbey. Sacrifice your independence.
Yeah.
Live constantly with my father in my house of hearing.
That's Johnny Flynn playing Mr. Knightley, who is a relative of Emma. She never really considers him during the first part of the film. But the film is so gorgeous to look at. It is so beautiful. I mean, the costumes, the recreation of life in the early 1800s, the music, It's all hypnotic. It is absolutely wonderful and seductive. I thought it was one of the best Jane Austen adaptations ever. And 4 stars. It's rated PG. It's wholesome to see. My brother Harry didn't agree as firmly. But then again, I suspect most people who watch this will love it. I most certainly did. Rated PG, 4 stars for Emma. Another noteworthy film is The Mauritanian. Now, Mauritania is a country in northwest Africa. And this is a film that's based on a true story. It's at least mostly true story. It's based on a book called Guantanamo Diaries, which is about this one-time engineering student who was living in Germany and came back to Mauritania, was picked up by the United States and imprisoned in Guantanamo for 16 years. And Jodie Foster plays one of the attorneys who's determined to get him freed. Listen.
The U.S. government is holding upwards of 700 prisoners at Guantanamo. Since when did we start locking people up without a trial in this country?
That's a lot of case files.
The prosecution won't show us the evidence they have against you. It's all redacted.
You got a problem? Take it up with the government.
All my time here, I've been told you are guilty. Not for something that I have done, but because of suspicions and associations.
Okay. The film features Benedict Cumberbatch playing a very devout Christian colonel in the army who is on the other side. He's trying to keep the prisoners suspected al-Qaeda involved, but he is portrayed in such a strong and admirable way. It gives the movie a little bit of balance. All the performances are exceptional. The torture scenes are brutal. This is a very hard R, but I imagine that the alleged torture was, in fact, brutal. Does this give you any real context of just how evil most of the al-Qaeda people were at Guantanamo? Not at all. It's a whitewash in that regard. However, as a work of cinema, and a riveting work of cinema that's supremely well acted, particularly the main character, the Mauritanian, played by Tahar Rahim. He's exceptional and is up for various award nominations. 3 stars for the Mauritanian. I Care a Lot is now airing on Netflix. And this is one of those films, a guilty pleasure. None of it is plausible. Except for the basic premise. Rosamund Pike plays a woman who sees people who are getting older and then gets them declared incapable and takes over their lives. Now, it's a scam. It happens. But then what happens in the rest of the movie is very different. Listen.
The court has ruled that you require assistance in taking care of yourself.
I'm fine.
I'm afraid it's not up to you to decide. The court has appointed me to be your legal guardian.
You have to come with me. And remember, I'm here to help.
Marla Grayson, you've had amazing success. What's your secret?
There is no secret, Peter.
She forces them into the home, auctions off their house,
and uses the proceeds to pay herself.
Because caring is my job.
I won't lose. I'm never letting you go.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
Okay, she is in trouble because she picks on the wrong old lady, the old lady played by Diane Wiest. Look, Peter Dinklage plays a mobster, vicious mobster, who is involved in this and on the other side of things from the main character, Rosamund Pike. The acting is fine. The script, I guess, parts of it are compelling, especially when you see the situation of some of these older people that she consigns to rest homes and who don't really need it or deserve it. The problem is the plausibility just leaves the room. At the first half of the movie, you're with it. But then it becomes this sort of action thriller about two utterly amoral characters fighting against each other in a very brutal, physical, sadistic manner. It is rated R, and it is one of the things that my wife, who does not like seeing violence on screen, could never watch more than a few moments of I Care a Lot. The title, of course, is meant ironically. Rosamund Pike is a wonderful actress, and oh my gosh, is she easy to watch on screen, because every line, no matter how silly, every plot twist, no matter how silly, is given a little bit of life by her brilliance. 2.5 stars for the R-rated I Care a Lot on Netflix. For a select audience, when people say it's a dark comedy, it's really very little to laugh about here. It's much too dark for that. On Monday, Cartoon Network is pushing a new narrative through public service announcements. We'll play some of them for you. They're called anti-racist. But the theme of the anti-racist narrative is to try to lecture kids to see color, to see black kids and white kids differently. Really? Is that really the way to defeat racism? And then there is a plea, heartfelt plea, by a very well-respected former governor, two terms, and someone who ran for president. Please, to President Biden, please, on the virus, follow the science, not the politics. Who says that? Chris Christie says that. And then there is a story about a 12-year-old who shot and killed an intruder after that intruder broke into the boy's home and shot his grandmother. For people who believe that weapons in the hands of law-abiding citizens are something to fear, that is a story to keep in mind. We will also, of course, talk about the very latest in ambitious plans to reform, just about everything in America. Yes, that's will be part of the agenda, it appears, of the Biden administration, which we will cover, balance and counteract in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.